The Islamic Revolution leader reiterates no power can strip Iranians of their legitimate right to nuclear technology. Iran can now export Sinovax, one of the common drugs for multiple sclerosis, to three countries. And the bodies of two Israeli soldiers are swapped for five Lebanese captives. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, good afternoon from Tehran. You're watching JNN English News. Wednesday, July the 16th, marks the birth anniversary of Commander of the Faithful, Hazrat Ali, the first Imam of the Prophet Muhammad's infallible household. It's also Father's Day in Iran, where fatherhood is respected by all. Your staff at JNN English News extend their congratulations to all the viewers on the auspicious occasion. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the strong character of Imam Ali can serve as great potential to further promote unity among Muslims. Addressing people from different walks of life on Wednesday, marking Imam Ali's birth anniversary, the leader touched upon threats by superpowers, including the U.S., adding they cannot intimidate a government which enjoys grassroots support into backing down. Ayatollah Khamenei then said Iran is beholden to no one for its nuclear achievements, as the nation has developed peaceful atomic know-how on the back of efforts by local experts. The leader reiterated no power will be able to strip Iranians of their legitimate right to nuclear technology. On negotiations with Europe, Ayatollah Khamenei underscored that talks will move forward only if there is no atmosphere of threats. The leader also underlined Tehran's red lines are crystal clear, adding if the parties to the negotiations observe that framework, then Iranian officials will sit down for talks with them. Ayatollah Khamenei said if any country does a stupid thing in dealing with Iran, they will face a crushing response. Iran currently produces enough Sinovax, one of the common drugs for multiple sclerosis, to cover 30% of the patients in the country suffering from the disease. That according to head of Iran's biotechnology network, Fereydoun Mahboudi, who added the Iranian-made medicine is also exported to Iraq, Pakistan, and in the near future to Syria. Yet the drug interferon beta used for MS patients comes in three kinds, namely Avanx, Rebif, and Betaferone. Sinogen, which is analogous to Avanx, has currently reached production stage in Iran, and the other two will soon be produced as well. You're with JNN. Bodies of two Israeli soldiers were swapped for five Lebanese captives on Wednesday. The bodies, as well as the five prisoners, were exchanged on Nakoura border through the International Committee of the Red Cross. Top Hamas leader Abu Zahri says the exchange amounts to a victory for the Lebanese resistance movement and a failure for Tel Aviv. Today has also been declared an official holiday in Lebanon, marking the freedom of the Lebanese captives. Head of the U.S. Missile Defense Agency has described Russia's reaction to Washington's missile defense program as aggressive. Lieutenant General Henry Oberin says Moscow should give an explanation on its aggressive comments on the installation of U.S. missile defense system in Eastern Europe. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said Tuesday Washington went ahead with its program to deploy missile defense systems. Moscow would have to direct its missiles at those bases. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says Latin American countries will unite to get rid of the U.S. dominance. Chavez made the remark at a ceremony where he signed a deal with Ecuador to build a joint refinery. He then said the U.S. government has taken advantage of poor Latin American nations and put them under a neo-colonial rule. The Venezuelan president also said the independent Latin American states have decided to share resources to free themselves from dependence on the U.S. Chavez said the joint energy deal between Venezuela and Ecuador is part of efforts to stand up to colonialism. Islamabad hitting back at Kabul. Pakistan Prime Minister Yousaf Reza Gilani on Wednesday fiercely condemned remarks by Afghan President Hamid Karzai. The Afghan chief executive had accused Pakistani intelligence services of having a hand in the recent bloody attacks in his country, including the one on the Indian embassy in Kabul. Violence and unrest have gone rampant in Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. Back in Iran, the country's national orchestra is currently performing in the historical city of Shiraz, known for its world-renowned literary figures, Sa'di and Hafiz. JNN's Hajar Kojouri has more.
To mark the birth anniversary of Imam Ali, Shiraz, the cradle of Iranian art and music, hosts Iran's National Orchestra on July 15th and 16th. The orchestra, having 60 musicians and one vocalist, Salar Aghili, is conducted by Farhad Fakhreddini and performs 14 pieces of music in Afifabad Garden. The performance is to be held in two parts. The first part features pieces by noted composers Ruhollah Khaliqi, Abdul Hossein Barazande, and Habibullah Badi'i, and the second part includes compositions by Humayun Khorram, as well as the signature tune of the TV serial Imam Ali.